Feel like you can't take it? Take it to the Lord. With Him, you have more than what it takes to do what He's called you to do. Trust Him, my friends. I'm following this as well. I'm following Him. We're following Jesus together. And we must remember that God is more than able to enable you and me to do the good work He has planned for us to do here on earth. We must get our eyes off of ourselves and instead fix our eyes on Jesus. Amen? You don't have to take my word for it. Take God's word for it from 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in Him. I'll pause and then I'll continue reading it. But, you know, think about it. Everybody today is talking about that, you know, you are more than enough, etc. But you see, that's not true unless you know Jesus. He is the one, our infinite, indescribably awesome creator. He is more than enough. And He, when He indwells us, when we come to know Jesus, when we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, He indwells us. And that's why we can say this, that I'll reread that. Have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in Him, and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity. Wow, isn't that a powerful scripture? This makes me kind of reflect on some things. When I wrote my first book at the age of 15, Still Holding Hands, I didn't know everything about the publishing process, but I learned quickly, and the Lord opened doors for me to share Him on a national level and establish a national outreach. If I hadn't trusted Jesus and obeyed Him and relied on Him throughout the process, if I'd found an excuse not to do it, which is very easy to find, you know, when you're a 15-year-old, writing a book is something not exactly everybody's going to be excited about, because they think it's impossible. But the Lord helped me, and I was strengthened, and I did it with His help, and I'm so thankful that the Lord used it. And if I hadn't obeyed, I would have missed out on seeing people come to know Jesus and receive His comfort through our testimony. The book Still Holding Hands is about my Christian grandparents' lives and their fight with Alzheimer's disease and how they still had victory over it through Christ, and that nothing changed their love. So anyway, that's a totally different story. And we know that I don't have all the time in the world today for this program. So getting back to the point, you can do all things through Christ. You can do what He's called you to do. So stop making excuses. I say that with Christ's love in my heart. Stop making excuses. Don't quit. Keep looking up. You're not alone. Jesus remains on the throne, and He will give you all that you need to do what He's called you to do. So let's dismiss doubts and look up to Him and choose to trust Him more than feelings. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your love, Your truth. Thank You that You love us more than we can ever comprehend. This world is so temporary. Help us to keep Your eternal perspective on the tough days which we all experience. Help us to trust You now. Lord, I pray for everyone listening that You would just make Your presence known to them, that they would enjoy the promises in Your word, that they would just really rest in You today. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. And I pray with those who realize they haven't opened their hearts yet to You and haven't really repented yet. And so I pray with them right now. Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We repent. We change our attitude. We change our ways in order to follow You. We welcome You into our hearts and trust You as our personal Savior and Lord. Thank You for saving us and that it's all about You. Thank You, Jesus. We bless Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Do something that God has put on your heart as you read His word and ask Him for His wisdom. Do something that you've put off. Do it for Him. Do it through Him and share Him this week. You can send your prayer requests 24/7 to prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org. And keep looking up. Jesus is there. He loves you. Never forget it.